Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 6th of March 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast goes out in repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 megs by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.14 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.13 megs by Dale, VK7DG. And on 28.525 megs by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15 thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Silent Key. Mark Rapley, VK7 Mike X-Ray, Silent Key. Mark was a regular and well-liked contributor to the Sewing Circle Net. He lived in an off-grid home in Lorena and would occasionally have to stop transmitting, saying the battery level was too low. Mark also did some work with Graham, VK7GS, on the Redwater Creek Railway at Sheffield. He set his sights on getting his amateur radio licence and studied hard with a group of friends and first got his foundation, then studied for his standard and his advanced call. He was constantly on the phone to his amateur radio mentors with questions and queries. He died suddenly on 25 February 2022 following a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. Surrounded by his family in Harvey Bay, Queensland. Vale Mark, Cedric, VK7CL, Eric, VK7EK, Ross, VK7ALH, Graham, VK7GS, and Gavin, VK7VTX. Silent Key, Johannes Hendrikus John Klopp, VK7KCC, Silent Key. We are sad to report that John Klopp, VK7 Kilo Charlie Charlie, formerly VK7NCC, died on 28 February 2022 in Ulverston. He was 85. John was involved as secretary of the Northwest branch of the Tasmanian division of the Wireless Institute of Australia back in the late 1990s. Eric VK7EV recollects that he was a plasterer by trade and had an extensive antenna set up in Sprint. Vale John, that came from Eric VK7EV. RAOTC notice. March 2022 broadcast. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 7th of March 2022, over two of the VK7 repeater networks. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first article features an historic recording from across the Tasman. In 1963, the last telegraph message by way of Morse code was sent in New Zealand. In addition to centennial celebration speeches, we hear the actual Morse message from a key, then a sounder. We jump to 1985 for an article in a journal called Omite News. This deals with interchannel crosstalk measurement. The main feature is about the history of ferrite, the discovery that led to its invention, the many types and their uses, and the fact that it was a Japanese invention. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date again is March 7th. Callbacks will follow in both networks. Please call in if you are able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. 73 Peter, VK7PD. WIA News. WIA AGM and Virtual Conference, Antarctic Gateway. Antarctica really is an amazing place, and the WIA AGM and Virtual Conference is showcasing Antarctic history, adventure, global research, and communication challenges. It is being held on Saturday, May 7, 2022. The morning consists of the online annual general meeting and the afternoon is the online virtual conference with the theme Antarctic Gateway and will be coming to you from Hobart, Tasmania. A full program can be found on the WIA website. For those who remember pre-COVID times, the 2020 WIA AGM conference was to be held in Hobart with the theme Antarctic Gateway. We'll spin forward 2 years and the virtual conference is being streamed from Hobart, Tasmania on the afternoon of May 7, 2022. It consists of an afternoon of brilliant presentations all about different aspects of Antarctic history, adventure, research and challenges. Our keynote speaker is Professor Elizabeth Leanne from the University of Tasmania with a presentation on Sydney Jeffreys and the role played by Wireless in the Australasian Antarctic Expedition 1911 to 1914. We have Rex Moncur, VK7MO, who was Director, Australian Antarctica Division, AAD, between 1988 and 1999. With his experience as Director of the AAD, the good and the challenging, we have Dr. Andrew Klekasik from the AAD, who is giving us a fascinating presentation on the atmospheric studies and research happening in Antarctica. We finish with Peter Yates, VK7PY, and Kim Briggs, VK7KB, both from the AAD, with a presentation on Antarctic communications, challenges, and review. These presentations will all be professionally streamed using Zoom for those registered participants. If you are attending in person or via the Zoom stream, then please register beforehand at the link in the broadcast. We look forward to seeing you on May the 7th at the WIA Virtual Conference, Antarctic Gateway. 73 WIA Virtual Conference Organising Committee. VK7 Events News. Meet the Voice 2022. The Meet the Voice event will be going ahead this year on the weekend of the 19 to 20 March 2022, with the main event happening on the Sunday, the 20th of March from 11 a.m. It will be happening at the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the picturesque Macquarie River. As in past years, attendees are welcome to make a weekend of it and stay at the caravan park. Bookings are encouraged to ensure you get a space. The barbecue will be fired up on the Sunday for lunch, and the presentation of the Meet the Voice Sewing Circle trophy will be made at around 11 a.m. The weekend coincides with the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest, where the focus is on portable operation, so why not bring your portable station along and operate in the John Moyle as well? There will be a car boot sale, so bring along those pre-loved items for sale or giveaway or barter. More information will be provided as it comes to hand. 73 Sewing Circle Net. Contest news, John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Just to remind everyone that the John Moyle Field Day is coming up on the 19th and 20th of March 2022 and will run from UTC 0100 on the Saturday to 0059 on the Sunday. Yes, quite an advance warning, I know, but hopefully you will get it in your diary now. The contest is open to all VKZL and P2 stations. There are many categories and they cover portable stations and home stations, 24 or 6 hour operation, phone, CW, digital, PSK packet or RTTY or all modes and HF, VHF, UHF or all bands. Last year there were 7 logs submitted by VK7s. Let's see if you can top that result. Hope to hear you out and about. 73 Richard VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, Manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 18 February is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions, re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last Friday morning, T saw a healthy number of people coming and going throughout the session. not just being limited to drinking and eating all the time. There were also deep technical discussions at a couple of tables. This included Nick VK7WWCW Beacon with its reception in various parts of the world, general band propagation at this time of the year, and the latest from the James Webb Telescope calibration process. Peter VK7SP was continuing with the NTARC Equine project to port his self-written application from Windows to the Raspberry Pi 4 platform. He was also assisting Norm VK7KTN in resurrecting his very old Windows laptop by converting it into Linux Mint machine, capable once again of running modern radio software. Is there a theme here of getting away from Microsoft Windows? Hi. Peter has recently returned from Switzerland, which was his home for the past 18 months, where he had plenty of spare time to work on this project. The use of Raspberry Pi will provide a backup to the PC and an alternative that is much more field portable. This is for the management software that interfaces between the National Equine Electronic Timing System and NTARC's data transfer system. This was designed and built by Andre VK7ZAB and is based on the amateur packet radio standard. To connect field checkpoints with the ride base, this assists the NTARC safety communications team in the tracking of riders. This is obviously a huge work in progress, and we wish all involved good luck. Upcoming events. Club Tech Night, Wednesday, 9th March, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 p.m. until whenever. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 16th March, TestNet CW course on 3.58 megs from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and then a TechNet on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7WW. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. As masking wear may soon no longer be mandatory, this may be the last reminder to take your mask off when eating and drinking. You know who you are. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, and that is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. 73 Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, Peyton Park Final Working Beam. Sunday, 27th March, Matt, VK7ML, Ross, VK7WP, and Eric, VK7EV, attended Peyton Park's Scout Group to finish the Jota upgrade. Matt modified the wall plate that covered the antenna coaxes that were stored in the brick wall, adding 5 inline N connectors and a 6-pin microphone plug to connect the rotator cable. The excess coax was cut off the coax cables and the rotator cable, then with the help of Ross, Matt terminated cables with the N connectors and screwed them into the rear of the online wall fittings. The plate was mounted on the wall and all antennas tested on their bands, and all operated very well with very low SWRs. We then adjusted the rotator and controller as they were pointing in different directions. After 5 hours, we decided to call it quits. After very heavy rain in the morning and sweltering heat in the arvo, we headed home. The excess cable will be used to make patch cords for each antenna to a radio, so now all scouts or ourselves need to do is turn up with a radio and power supply and patch the radio to the relevant antenna, making it easy. That came from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Amateur Radio in the Media, ABC Hobart interviews moon bouncer Richard VK7ZBX. Last Thursday in the 9:36 ABC Hobart Drive program, host Kylie Baxter interviewed Richard VK7ZBX on his recent moon bouncing activities.
So there is a local amateur radio buff, or ham as they like to call themselves, who's built himself a contraption to talk to people anywhere in the world. Now, in the age of the internet, that might not sound very special, but the internet doesn't travel via the moon. And I know it sounds far-fetched, but I can promise you I'm not making this up. Richard Howlett is a moon bouncer from Tea Tree. That is right, a moon bouncer. He's been using his moon communicator. I know, I just feel like I can't even believe this is a real story. He's using his moon communicator to contact other moon bouncers around the world, including recently in places like Ukraine. And he joins me now. Hi, Richard.
How you doing?
I had to get up with the technology there and actually transfer you into my magic desk. So how on earth did you get into a hobby like moon bouncing?
Look, it's quite an interesting journey. I've been playing amateur radio for about 35 years, and that's a pretty wide-ranging bunch of things you can play with, all the way from sort of Morse code to pretty modern digital communications. And one of the guys in our radio club, Rex, who's used to work at the Antarctic Division, is a very avid moon bouncer as well, and he did a demo at our radio club, and I went along and watched and thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I need to get involved with this.
Honestly, it sounds like it's out of a movie. I feel like I want to become a moon bouncer now. So how does it actually work?
Look, it's pretty simple, really, although there's lots of things that can go wrong, lots of moving parts, but basically you just transmit a signal towards the moon, and obviously a reasonable amount of energy. You use some antennas to concentrate the energy into a fairly small beam. And then basically a lot of the energy hits the moon, and a very, very, very small amount is reflected back towards Earth. And someone that can see the moon at the same time as you can receive that information. That's right.
So how long does it take to shoot a signal to the moon and back?
About 2.6 seconds is the return trip time.
That's amazing. And now we've read that you contacted someone in Ukraine in the past few days. How did that happen?
I did. The week before things got sort of a bit odd in Ukraine, when I first got my dish going, I managed to talk to two guys in Ukraine. One guy is only 100 metres from the Russian border, which is sort of pretty freaky. And he's got a 6-metre dish in his backyard, so he'd be probably a little bit nervous. But he was really sort of happy to talk to a guy in Hobart, and there was another guy who was in the western part of Ukraine who I talked to as well, and he was pretty happy to work at Tasmanian.
Now, a lot of people say that amateur radio is the last line of defence, say if the internet or the phone goes out. Is that actually true?
In a roundabout way, it's certainly for those that have amateur radio gear, certain types of amateur radio gear. It would certainly be an option to sort of communicate locally and perhaps to, you know, family and friends overseas. It's been used a lot when there have been natural disasters and sort of traditional communication equipment's been out. But yeah, look, it's certainly not 100% reliable, but it's certainly an option.
Sounds very cool. Moon bouncing. Thank you, Richard Howlett, for having a chat.
No worries, Kylie. Thank you.
This was a great promotion for an interesting aspect of our hobby of amateur radio and worth a listen. The link to the recording can be found on the email edition of the broadcast and the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. 73 Reist Committee. Welcome back. VK7BJ rides the airwaves again. Jane VK7BJ has relicensed after many years, just to grow Rex's numbers on the 1296 QSO party and to support Lara. Her presence should make a reasonable percentage increase on 9 centimetres as well. With the amount of drilling, screwing, soldering and crimping that she has gone to for Brian, VK7BW, in the last couple of years, Jane has far more practical experience now than when she first passed her advanced licence some 28 years ago. Welcome back, Jane. Signed, anonymous. Linda, VK7QP, President Alara, let the VK7AR news team know that she was delighted to be Jane's first relicensed contact on 1296 MHz on Friday morning. Microwave news, 9-centimetre QSO party. We are 3 9-centimetre stations away from 9 stations on 9 centimetres. Last Sunday, after the 23-centimetre QSO party, there were 6 stations on the 9-centimetre net. There were VK7TW, VK7BW, 7OO, 7ZMS, 7ZBX and 7KAJ. Similar to the 23-centimetre QSO party, the stations stretch from Tea Tree to Lauderdale and Blackmans Bay, and all are pointing at our wonderful microwave passive reflector, otherwise known as Mount Wellington. Signals were good with all Q5 reports, and signal reports from 5 and 9 plus 15 to 5 and 1. This is a great test for the VHF and above field days and the John Moyle Memorial Field Day on 19 to 20 March 2022. If you are interested in finding out more about what is required to get active on this band yourself, please reach out to one of the stations on the list or contact Riest. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Riest March Presentation Night. Focus on Foundation License Holders Forum. We thank those people who emailed us with their views on the Foundation License, membership and suggestions for improvements. These suggestions were grouped into the following broad themes: upgrading, mentoring, improving the membership and engagement processes, regular group sessions, ongoing active inclusion, improving the image of amateur radio. The group then undertook a detailed discussion on each of the themes, starting with how do I upgrade and the possibility of study groups to upgrade. This led to a discussion about who can talk with and who can mentor me. We then went into how Riest can streamline the membership process and connect the new licensee with information, which led into how Riest can improve engagement with our new members with things like a membership officer who guides the new member to information and people interest, mentors Elmer's identifying who new members can talk with about their subjects of interest, practice sessions to get people on air and experiencing operating voice, SSTV, digital, etc. Throughout the discussion, there was a theme of regular group sessions focused on operation and practice and the ongoing active inclusion of new members in club activities. We finished with a brief discussion about whether there is a need to change, improve the image of amateur radio. A huge thank you to all who contributed to the discussion. Extensive notes were taken on the night, and these will be considered at the next Riest committee meeting to see how they can be best implemented. The video of the night is available on the Riest YouTube channel, 73 Riest Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Riest April Presentation Night. A day in the life of a broadcast audio technician. We thank Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, who has agreed to come along and let us know what he gets up to when he is not doing his daytime job. Hi. Andrew is a well-respected and in-demand broadcast audio tech who travels Australia doing the audio setup and live mixing for many of the large sporting events you see and hear on your television, radio and streaming platforms. This includes Test Cricket, Big Bash Cricket, BBL and WBBL, Football, AFL and AFLW, NBL Basketball and many other sports. Andrew has some great stories of mixing it with the talent and using the phenomenal technology that rolls into town when these events occur. This will be the Riest April presentation night on Wednesday, 6th of April from 7:30 p.m. The presentation will be streamed and go out on RF. Again, a huge thank you to Andrew for giving us his time. 73 Riest Committee. Training and assessments. Riest's next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is on Saturday, the 26th of March, 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Riest Learning Organiser know by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the Riest Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Riest YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We get back underway with our DATV Experimenters Night this Wednesday night with a host of items of interest. MicroFox 2-meter fox hunt transmitter in a field container, antenna tuning, nano VNA, absolute pressure sensors, review of OTN news and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 megs, DVB-T, 7 megahertz standard definition. So if you scan 445.5 megahertz and can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTO WWFF Group meet Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday, 9th of March from 19:30 hours in NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 16th March, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NWVK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. NWVK7, Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC, that's 2030 local, NW Tassie 2-meter DX Net 144.19 USB, upper sideband, REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the Club Rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz commencing at 6 p.m. AEDST. Events, WIA 19 to 20 March 2022, John Moyle Memorial Field Day, Sewing Circle 20 March 2022, Meet the Voice at Ross Caravan Park from 11 a.m. REST 6 April, A Day in the Life of a Broadcast Audio Technician with VK7AJ from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. WIA 7 May, WIA Virtual Conference, Antarctic Gateway, Zoom streamed from Hobart, 1300 to 1700. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7RI. Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS. 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News for this week. You have been listening or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73 and stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.